Today, we're going on a bit of an adventure. A story about where finance came from, the crazy world has become, and a project called Undo. That might be a glimpse into its future. If words like yield farming and DeFi makes your head spin, like it does for me, no worries. We'll break this down together, guys. I want you to think back to how investing used to be. You had stocks, you had bonds, maybe a savings account. Boring, right? But people generally understood it. If you wanted low risk, you'd get low returns. And if you took your chances with high risk, you can potentially get higher returns. It was a simple trade-off, right? Then crypto came along and blew that all up. Suddenly, we had coins promising 1,000% returns on your investments. New ways to earn interest unheard of in traditional banking, but also scams, insane price swings, and a lot of confusion for newcomers like you and I. Then DeFi was born, the idea of recreating financial systems on the blockchain. You know, it's incredible and its incredible potential, but it can be complicated. This is where Undo Finance enters the story. Da, da, da. But listen, guys, they're like a translator between the old, the boring world of finance and this chaotic but potentially revolutionary world of DeFi. Their core idea is something called structured products. Here's how it works in the simplest terms. You give them your crypto and they offer you choices. Let's say you're a cautious person. They might offer a 5% guaranteed return, no matter what the market does. But under the hood, they're taking some of your money and doing typical safe stuff with it. But here's the twist. They also take a chunk of that money you give them, throw it into all sorts of wild DeFi strategies, aiming for crazy high yields. But with that crazy high yield come high risk. You don't deal with the complexity. They do. If the risky stuff works, everyone wins. If it crashes and burns, well, at least your initial investment is somewhat safeguarded. Here's how it works. They split your funds into two enchanted vaults, just like we said earlier. Before we get into the different vault, please hit that subscribe button for me, guys, and the like button as well. It is much appreciated. But let's start with vault number one. I call this vault the safe haven. This is where your cautious side lives. It offers a steady return, kind of like a high-yield crypto savings account, you know, protecting some of your assets. Think of it like staking. If you don't know what staking is, go to my page and look up staking, right? Find that video. I will put that in the comments. I will put that in the comment section for you guys, and I will also put that for you in the description, whichever, most likely the description. But that is the safe haven, right? Think of it like staking. Vault number two. I call this one the adventurer's chest. This is your inner degenerate. This is your inner degen right here. The funds here go yield chasing, right? Those complex DeFi strategies promising juicy returns, but they are also higher risk. Why does Undo intrigue me? I love Undo because of its mission. We know a lot of people are hesitant to get into crypto, and I think this is where Undo will thrive. But let's go over a list of things that I feel Undo is doing great and is a plus on their side. Number one is gateway. If it works, Undo could be a huge entry point for traditional money into crypto. Big banks don't like insane volatility, But a structured product, that they understand, which is why I've stacked up on some Ondo during the last bear market. Number two, accessibility. DeFi is amazing. That is a no-brainer. But let's be honest, let's be real. It takes work to understand. Some of us don't have that time, right? We have families, we have school, we have jobs that take a lot of time away from, but that should not stop us from trying to earn some extra money on the side, right? Ondo simplifies access to complex strategies. It makes it easier for you and I to be able to get a piece of the pie. Number three is customization. It's about choice, right? Ondo could let a whole range of investors pick the risk they're comfortable with within the DeFi ecosystem. Now, we've arrived at the big question. Of course, it's not all rainbows and unicorns. Ondo's price is 88 cents as of this recording and is heavily tied to its success, which is most crypto or blockchain projects. They need people trusting their vaults. Remember those vaults I talked about earlier? We talked about the safe haven and the adventurer's chest, right? They need people trusting their vaults. And for people to trust their vault, they have to make consistent money. They have to provide consistent earnings in a legal, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it has to be legal. Smart contract risks are always there in DeFi. And in the long run, will they be able to consistently deliver on those, you know, on those yield promises? Right? That's the question. And how will bear markets affect their returns? Ondo Finance is one of those projects that makes me think about the big picture. Are they the future of finance? Maybe. Maybe not. But they're tackling the problem of making this explosive world of crypto investing more understandable and more accessible. Whether that truly succeeds in the long term is a story yet to be fully written. But we know the potential is there and the customers exist. Let me know in the comment section what you think. Are you going to take the ride with Ondo? Is this something you see putting on your watch list? Or is this something you see yourself investing at least 50 bucks in to see where it could take you? Is Ondo into something or is it too risky for your taste? Thanks for watching, guys. And if you found this interesting, you know the drill. Like, comment, and subscribe. And like I always say, stay curious in this ever-changing crypto world and always do your research. Until next time, peace out.